Chiara Margherita Cozzolani was a Benedictine nun who lived her life at the convent of Santa Randagona near the Duomo in Milan. Her life epitomizes the destiny of Milanese patrician women, most of whom became nuns in the early 17th century. The youngest daughter of a wealthy merchant family, she entered the Benedictine monastery in 1619 and professed final vows in 1620, taking Chiara, which means clear, as her religious name. Her sister, aunt, and nieces also took their vows in their late teens. Later in her life, Cozzolani served as prioress and abbess, helping to guide the house through the attack by the strict Archbishop Alfonso Lita, who tried to limit the nuns' practice of music and other irregular contact with the outside world. Cozzolani's convent was famous for its music-making. Visitors from all over Europe crowded into its public half-church, where they could hear the voices of the nuns but could not see them. The priest Sebastiano Locatelli wrote that he could not discern whether the singing voices were earthly or celestial. These Benedictine nuns were purported to be finer than the musicians of the Viennese court or of any other Italian ensemble. Cozzolani was one of the leading composers of mid-century Milan. Her music employed both forward-looking and traditional techniques. Her secular cantatas are lost, but enough of her sacred music remains to secure her outstanding reputation. We'll hear Musica Secreta perform Quid Miserere Quid Faciamus. It begins, What shall we miserable ones do in this life, deprived of your gaze, sweetest Virgin, most clement Mary? You shall invoke the only born Son of God, whom I bore, whom I always adore, the powerful one, who has done great things for me, and he will be with you in your trial. He will hear you, he will save you and glorify you. Cry to him.
Faciamus.